Tesvov Tammuz, 21st of July, Rabbi Yishai Schlesinger, preparations for Tisha B'Av.
Tragedies we came upon Klal Yisrael on Shavuos Betamuz, which last Binam Tzori. Unfortunately, it seems that once again we arrive to Shavuos Betamuz within the framework of Golas. As the Rishon Zokt called Osho Lehimde Bisamidot Beyomov, every generation which did not have the schus, the Zamida should be rebuilt in his time, Kilu Nechav Biyomov. We will look at it as the Bisamidosh was, the destruction of Bisamidosh happened presently now. And the reason is poshut, because as long as we are in Golas, or the longer we are in Golas, the darkness gets darker and darker. Bruchnius becomes harder and harder. The Nisyonis become greater and greater. Personal Adus Nefesh or families in Klal Yisrael are widespread, unfortunately. Achmon and Slon are not speaking about the 70 or 80% of Klal Yisrael are completely cut off of Yiddishkeit. And as a result, many, many great averes, krisis, skile are made, unfortunately, through Klal Yisrael. So remaining in Golas is not just remaining in Golas. Now we know what remain means. We don't know. We know what Brexit means. Also don't know. But it's not only remaining in Golas, but remaining in Golas takes us deeper into Golas. And this is what Yerushalmi means, Koldosh Levinde Besamidosh Beyomov. If we were not Zoicha yet, that the Besamidosh should be rebuilt, Kilo Necha Beyomov. It's a new home, it's a new destruction. The Nisyonis are just unbelievable, believe me. I look around, I don't know if any one of us have any idea at all of the hardship and the disunions which the young generation have. Whatever they do to go out in the street, they pick up any technology which is not right. As stupid as it looks, it seems to be very powerful. Avada, Zozavasa Bazoicha, to have 20, 30, 40 years without these kind of nisyonos, we are stronger, we are mentioned, and maybe we can avoid things which have to be avoided. For those youngsters who were born in it, it's hard, it's hard. And maybe we have even a greater achrayas to plant into our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Yira Shemaim, Pnimiyas, which we have, and the young generation might lack of. Avada, Baruch Hashem, Dolim Zis to learn, Shiva Bochum, Koyle Yungalait, but there's something which we were zoiche to, in the purified air, which is hard for them. And we have even a greater achrayas to try to forward as much as we can our inner feelings, our yearning to Torah and Yerushalayim to the young generation. This is all included in the words of Yerushalmi, Koldosh Lenimde Besamidosh Beyomov. So what can we do? What is our duty in times of Golas, in times when we go deeper into Golas, And we have to prepare ourselves to be as Moshiach Tzidkeinu. The Gaon sagt, steht in this week's Parasha, Vayiftach Hashem es piho also in a gewaltige Ness, the donkey opened his mouth. Vatrimer lebilo mausisi lecho, what did I do to you? Ki hikisani zeh sholosh regolim. You to hit me 3 times. The awesome as he is, but he was medayed with the words which he spoke. Sholish regolim, not sholish peomim. Don't know if the awesome was such a London, but Chazal do say a drosh on it. Omar Kodesh Boruch Hu, don't Chazal have to bring it down. Omar Kodesh Boruch Hu, at roitze lake umo, shoile le regl, sholish peomim basholo. You, Bilam, want to kill a nation which keeps Sholosh Regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, they come to the Beis HaMikdosh. And you want to destroy such a nation? So everyone asks the Kasha, why did the Osman choose the mitzvah of Sholosh Regolim? Klal Yisrael make many thousands and millions of mitzvahs. If Cholila there wouldn't be a Klal Yisrael, all these mitzvahs wouldn't be. So why did he choose Sholosh Regolim? Zog the Goyim. The Isse B'Medrash, the Medrash Zogt. Shakurish Bochu Omar LeBilom. The Eibishter told Bilom, Im Takoir Am Yisrael Mi Yekayim Es HaToiro. If you're going to uproot the Klal Yisrael, who will keep the Torah? Haluchazarti al kol umre veloshrim velerotzo lekablo. Before I give Torah to Klal Yisrael, I tried all the nations. No one wanted to accept the Torah. So once you'll uproot Klal Yisrael, there will be no Torah mitzvahs. Omar Bilom ani akayim. So Bilom, don't worry, Ribbono Shel Olam. It's my responsibility. I will keep the Torah. So the Heilige Goyim. Habe Gemara sagt, in Chagige da Beizo mit Alef. Habe Jude sagt, Sumo beachas me'enof potter min hore'ie. If someone is blind in one eye, is potter of aliyah l'regel. Is potter for korm rie. He hasn't got the love of not coming to the Beis HaMikdash without bringing a korban in Sholosh Regolim. He's potter meri'ah. This is what the Osman told Bilam. You said you're going to be mekayim the whole Torah, let's say. But you won't be able to mekayim Sholosh because you're blind in one eye. You are sume be'achas me'enof. Avare, the Vilna Gaon sagt, and it's correct that this mitzvah Bilam wouldn't be able to be mekayim. He was blind in one eye, wouldn't be able to mekayim it. But what's the remez in Sholosh Regolim that for this sake Klal Yisrael had to remain? What lies in the mitzvah of Sholosh Regolim? So Noch HaGoyen, the Goyen asked the Kasher, which all the Meforshim speak about, stated the Parsha that first, when Bilam came to the Ribbono Shel Olam and he said, they came to me to ask me to go with them and Achmon and the Sloan make a klal and klal Yisrael. Hayim elikim el Bilam lo yiseilich imohem. Do not go with them. Bolach sent new shluchim, and then the Eibusha told him, V'ach im likre lechobo anoshim kum lech itom. Go with them. V'yokom Bilom v'yelech im sorer moiv. He went with them. V'yichar af v'lekim kuhoi lechu. And the Eibishter was very angry. Why did the Eibishter say first, do not go? Then the Eibishter said, go. He went. V'yichar af v'lekim. The Eibishter was very upset. Why? The Eibishter told him to go. Tash to go on Azeh. There's a difference between itom and imom. Ito means you go with someone for one combined goal. This is itom. Imom means you go with someone, but it doesn't have to be the same goal, the same aim. I walk with him, we go together, but everyone has got his agenda. Doesn't mean go together. The Eibishot Gizdok the first time. Loi Seilech Imohem. I will never let you go with them with their kavona. Don't go to Eibishot. Kum Leich Itom. I give you permission to go with them, but not with their kavona. Vayelech Im Sore Moyov. But he went with their kavona. Vayicha Afelikim. The main theme of a person is his kavona, his pnimius. Not so much the chitzonius, it what his yearning is, what is he looking for, what does he want to get to, what's his goal. That the main koyach of a person. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught, Matoivu Ohelecho Yaakov Mishkenoisecho Yisrael. So the Baal Shem, Oyhelecho is the chitzoinus, the external part of a person. Oyhelecho can be Yaakov, which is a lower madrega. Mishkenoisecho, your pnimius, your mishkon, Yisrael, got to be the highest madrega. However we look, whatever the circumstances around us are, as long as the mishkenoisecho is strong, our yearning to better times, our yearning to be able to see his galus hashchina, our yearning to see the kahane migda avoide in the bris hamigdosh, our yearning to see klal yisrael as klal yisrael bishle muso, kilishu oscho kivino kol hayoim. This is going to be complete. Cholile vechas, not to be touched by our limitations of the Golas. Our limitations are great, unfortunately. We are limited. We haven't got the Koyach HaTorah, which used to be in Klal Yisrael. We haven't got the Rovich of Egon. We haven't got the Chaim Moiser. We even haven't got the Bris Krov and the Chazanish, which are after the war. We haven't got it. So it's limited, our practical part of life, of Yiddishkeit. The Ohelecho is Yaakov. But the Mishkenesecho has got to remain Yisroel. When we say Kilesha Osro Kivinu Kol Hayoim, we've got to mean it wholeheartedly. One of the things a person is asked when it comes to the Oilo Mehemes, Tzipiso Li Yeshua. We know what you did and how you were. But did you wait for a better time? Did you hope? Did you daven? Did you have a tshuka for better times? Tzipiso Li Yeshua? Or you were comfortable with the matzav of Klal Yisrael? If someone is Tzipiso Li Yeshua, it's a different story. There's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Steht in Shir HaShirim. Perik Beis. Beis. Shlomo HaMelech sagt, Bitziloi chimadeti v'yoshavti. In the shadow of Hashem, I've yearned to be, and I was there. Chimadeti v'yoshavti. Ofir yoy mosoit lechiki. And the fruit of Hashem is sweet to my mouth. So the Goyen, why b'tziloi chimadeti v'yoshavti? If Shlomo HaMelech was zoichet to be yoshavti, he's there anyway. What's the difference if it's chimadeti or not? If he had a yearning for it, if he had a yearning to it. So the Goyen, im ekabel matone, ve'ene choymed elof, someone received the present, but he doesn't need it. It's not choshe for him. Kimat einoy klum. Doesn't mean anything to him. So Shlomo HaMelech, v'tziloi chimadeti v'yoshavti. I had a yearning to be in the shadow of Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, I was zoiche then upirioi mosoik lechiki. Then the fruit of Hashem is sweet for my mouth. The humanity, the condition, even Be'ezer Hashem, when we will be zoiche to be the Yoshafti, but it depends the humanity. The Gaon touched in Megillas Esther al Derech Hanister. I'm not learning Derech Hanister, but someone told me it's there. I knew the word of the Gaon. Sagte, wenn Mashiach hat kommen, Ze Hashem. Und ich sage, oh, das sind die Rebbeinische Leute. What Rebbeinische will you see when Mashiach comes? What Rebbeinische will you see? Ze Hashem, kivinu loy. In the way we waited to see Hashem. In this way, you'll be able to see it. If we are happy today as it is, then Ze Hashem will be in a lower Madrega. If the Kivinu Lo is strong, then the Ze Hashem will be a different Ze Hashem. I was once walking with my Rebbe, Reb David Soloveitchik, Shlita, Biskrov Zun. Unfortunately, the old one, the only son of Biskrov, who is with us at Meveh Shoulder. And we walked in the street, and he tells me, Abshai, you know that we always speak about the Madriga of Klal Yisrael, about the Sudas Emuna, how it should be, and how great Rav Kivege was in Teure, and how great Klal Yisrael was. Are we so much different than the other people? We are Kaloim, and we are Moira. Whenever we see something wrong, we are Moira. And we express concern on certain things which other people just take and go along with. Are we so much better? What do we gain? And he told me, I'll tell you. We always speak how Klal Yisrael should be. We always speak that we have to keep away from Averes and be connected to Torah and Mitzvahs. We always speak the godless to the godless to the Rebbeinu Shalom. When Mashiach will come and we'll see Mashiach, oh, this is what he waited for. One who didn't wait for it, it might take 30 seconds longer. You know what 30 seconds means when Mashiach comes? It's worthwhile to have a true picture of Klal Yisrael that we said before. Although we are limited, we haven't got the Gdol Yisrael that used to be. We haven't got the Kedusha Utahara of Klal Yisrael that used to be. It's impossible today to have a kesher to the Kedusha and Tahara of the great people. Someone told me a story which he heard from an Adria, that once the Heilige Chazon Ish came to Feher, a kitten in Cheder. He asked a question, he went from boy to boy, he asked a question, another boy, and another boy, and another boy. He comes to one little boy, he passed him, he didn't ask him anything. And he went to the next boy. The Rebbe couldn't understand why didn't the Chazon Ish forget about the young boy. He couldn't understand. After the Feher, all the children came to the Chazon Ish to take a bracha. When they came to this little child, they told to the child, Tayre Ingele, next time don't forget to wash Nedi Vaso. It was the Chazon Ish. Kedusha Tahar. They say even, but the Ribnitzer Rebbe in America was all his life, he was in Russia. And he had Tzores, Tzores, unbelievable. And he was, had a gewaltige Mesiras Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. Mamash Mesiras Nefesh. He sacrificed, he got hit, prison, whatever, tortured. And it was a big kid. In the last, in the final years of his life, he came to America, he was freed. And he had, he only shaked hands by hand. Only someone went to mikveh. He had a psechush. Shaked. So everyone knew when the rabbi shakes his hand, it was the mikveh that day, if not, not. So once a choshemesh came to him, and he didn't shake his hand. But the rabbi was given a mikveh hand. So then maybe he had a shower after mikveh. That was his story. Havada op yaloch, he had to take a shower, man, zicher. No, she's not shy in aloch. Okay, I'm not going into it now. But the maise, chdusha, is a different world. The heilige Masil Shom, zog chdusha, zog the tchilosoi, ishtadles, vesuifoi matone. We make ishtadles, and the Rebbeinu gives us a matone. So it's hard, it's a hard world. But at least we should have the yearning, the hisyalus. Know what Klal Yisrael is. We shouldn't take a thing that's it. It's much more than that. It's great, it's gewaldig. Avada, every mitzvah we do, every hisgabus for Torah mitzvahs we do is a gewaldiges chus, especially in these times. But you're not allowed to forget the Shi'ife. This is what the Ibsen gesagt zu Bilam. You can go with them, but not with their Shi'ife. Itom, not Imam. Maybe this is the remes of Sholosh Regolim. Why do we go three times a year to the Beis HaMikdash? Because wherever a Yid lives, as time goes through and time goes by, he forgets the true picture what it means Avodas Hashem. That's why Klal Yisrael went Sholosh Regolim three times a year to renew and re-strengthen his proper vision of Klal Yisrael, his proper vision of Avodas Hashem. So the Ibishter zogt of them the Osoin, the donkey to Bilam. Maybe you can be Mekayim the mitzvahs. But to Sholosh Regolim you have no connection. To a yearning of Aliyah, to want to steig, you'll never ever be. You're a sumo be'echot be'enov. This is the koyach of Klal Yisrael. Hein am levodot yishkoin, Bilam said. Whatever will happen to Klal Yisrael, they will never, ever be diluted. They have a power, they have a koyach. The Goyim zogt, Klal Yisrael a'esh. The Goyim a'mayim. Steht in Shir HaShirim, Mayim Ramel Yuchu Lechabes Esu Aharo. It refers to the Goyim. In the Apostle in Ishai, Klal Yisrael is Eish. So the Goyim, Eish u'mayim. If you put the mayim in a pot, and the pot on the Eish will be stronger and heat up the pot. If you take the water directly on the fire, the mayim, the water will put off the Eish. If Klal Yisrael have a mechitze between them and the Goyim, then Klal Yisrael, the age of Klal Yisrael, will burn the Goyim, the koyach of the Goyim. If Chalila there's no mechitze, there's no pot in between, it's not hen am levodot yishkoim. Chas v'sholem, then the mayim will put off the age. Hen am levodot yishkoim. Ubagoyim loy ischashov. So a word from the Beis Halevi. Hein am levodot. If Klal Yisrael keep to themselves with their hashkofe, with their tshuke, with their yenet to Torah mitzvahs, hein am levodot, yishkoin. Then they'll have menuchas hanefesh. Ubagoyim. They want to become part of the goyim. Lo yischashov. Gornish bleiben von sich. The Chashivas of Klal Yisrael is only when it's hen am levodot, the animals is yishkoin. It's golas, but we have a koyach of geula. Where do we see our koyach of geula? Vein hamtzorim. No one could shed tears on a story of 2,000 years ago. But it is not mainly to shed tears on what happened. It's to awake our yearning to our future. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we want to be zoiche to be in Beis HaMikdash. We want to be erlach. We want our young generation to be erlach. We want the whole of Klal Yisrael should be erlach. It's a time of yearning and tshuka and hope. Not only cry over past tragedies. It's a time when the whole pnimius of Klal Yisrael, the true color of Klal Yisrael, what you want to be, Tzipisol Yeshua, have you waited for Yeshua? There are no greater days in Klal Yisrael when we awake our pnimius than those few weeks. When we get together and ask, Ribboine Shaloilom, Yitzeinu Ma'afelo Le'oiro, take us out from darkness to lightness. Unfortunately, we have a very slight and very limited idea of what the lightness is. We are so far off it. The longer the Golas, the darkness is greater. And still, we have this yearning, this pnimius, this happiness of a Shabbos, simcha of a mitzvah, hanor of Torah HaKadosho. It's days of pnimius dige simcha. So in Chazal Cholem is Abol El Roshalayim Zoyche V'Roye Bebinyono. If we truly wait for Bias HaGoyel, the Zoyche V'Ezer Hashem, to the Eibush to help us use those days and weeks to prepare ourselves, our pneumatic yearning, Rebbein Shel Olam, please, we beg of you, take us out of Golas and bring Moshiach Tzidkenu. In Heiro, be Yomeinu. Amen.